Live, your show, Saturday edition. We're in the studio live with you, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to those website features that we do for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those. They're on us. And once again, that's freetalklive.com. So kicking off hour number one of the live Saturday edition, we should start things out with what I found a pretty incendiary article out of the San Francisco Gate, sfgate.com. And it's all about something that has a concept that has surfaced fairly recently in the public light that I find absolutely anathema to what America is supposed to be about. America, the land of the free. I mean, land of the free. Right there in that statement, it pretty much says you aren't supposed to be a slave if you're in the land of the free, right? I mean, freedom, slavery, sort of polar opposites. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
It makes sense to me. So, what's the...
Well, the issue is national service.
Oh, I see, the draft.
Nope, national service, Mark.
Come on.
No, the draft was back in the 70s when they were taking boys who were 18 to 26 and putting them in the military. What this guy, Larry Gersten from SFGate.com is going to be advocating is a kinder, gentler version where you get to pick and choose which bureaucracy
You're drafted into being a bureaucrat.
That's correct.
Some of those bureaucrats carry guns.
Here's a riddle, says Larry. What common ailment is shared by the U.S. Armed Forces, public education, and senior citizen centers? Answer? All of these public service areas are understaffed and unable to carry out vital public tasks, but each can be remedied through involvement of human capital. You're not just a person anymore, Mark.
You're human capital.
Human capital.
You're worth something to the government. Well, you know, the government can tax my labor. Apparently, they own it. They can decide, so they might as well be able to just conscribe me and make me do what it is they want me to do, too. They can take my pay. Why can't they just make me do what they want me to do?
Now, as a capitalist, somebody who has capital at his disposal, it usually means things that you can invest, like money and other forms of wealth. But in this case, the capitalists are the government, and they're using human capital and using and abusing them in whatever way they want to.
I can't think of a worse thing to do to America's young people than to make them work for the government. I mean,
well, this guy thinks it's a wonderful idea.
That's because that guy's an idiot. I'm sorry. A lot of when young people go and they start working for the government, whether it's for the military or the post office or whatever, they begin to realize, hey, I don't really like this job. It stinks.
Yeah, being a bureaucrat blows.
But I can't get out of it, so I'll just do a work slowdown. Because that's what bureaucrats pretty much do, work slowdown. Because they're not motivated in any way, shape, or form to go faster. Now, when you're doing UPS versus FedEx, well, if UPS can get it there in 24 hours, and FedEx can get it there in 23, well, then UPS needs to rethink its model.
Yep.
The post office, on the other hand, we'll take 4 days because we'll deliver it for we'll subsidize our delivery by making you pay for our buildings and land and all that other stuff.
I love their priority mail. 2 to 4 days, we think. No guarantees.
We'll look at it a little harder and stuff.
Well, let's go on here, because I want to hear from somebody who agrees with Larry Gersten, the guy that wrote this article, somebody who thinks that this concept, this national service, is a good idea. And Gersten's going to do a fine job of fleshing out the idea. So if you didn't know what national service was before we started talking about it, you'll definitely get it here in a moment. Compulsory national service has at its core the simple idea of serving one's nation and community. How can you serve anybody if it's compulsory?
Well,
you're a slave servant.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's genuine servitude.
I guess you're right.
You have to do it.
He's being honest.
Yes, he is.
Many nations have this requirement, although the areas of service, circumstances, and conditions vary greatly from country to country. For example, Israel applies compulsory service to universal military conscription, as do many countries.
Great! So other countries do it, let's do it too.
Let's be like Israel. And let's be like Nigeria, where they require university students to assist in the schools upon graduation. Or Mexico, where they mandate newly trained physicians to provide service in disadvantaged communities. Don't forget Egypt, that expects female secondary school graduates to work in literacy-challenged communities. We should be more like every other country in the world, Mark.
No,
compulsory
we should
national service.
Look, if the Army needs to compete for the Army and every, as far as I'm concerned, all the United States bureaucracies need to compete for human capital the same way any other business does.
I don't agree. That's not fair because bureaucracies can't compete in the same way that other businesses in that they're funded by coercion, they're funded by tax dollars taken from people at gunpoint. And so, therefore, they can create all sorts of sick incentives for people to come work for them. Look at all the types of people that go work for the government. They're people that want an easy check. They're people that want an easy job. They want a nice pension after 20 years of working.
The power hungry, the gung ho.
Right. They can offer. They're either power hungry or they're lazy. It's like one or the other, as far as government bureaucrats are concerned. But government bureaucracies can offer things that businesses can't because government bureaucrats and bureaucracies don't have a bottom line. They don't have it. Doesn't matter to them. If they spend all their money, they'll get more the next year. Whereas a business always has to pay attention to how much money they have coming in, how much money they've got going out, a variety of different factors. So no, they can't compete on the same level at all.
Well,
ever.
Them competing for human capital beats the heck out of them conscribing their human capital.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, let's continue. Imagine, says Mr. Gersten, a nationwide compulsory national service that blends all of these into a single program, one that requires all people upon a graduation of high school or the age of 18 to participate in any one of the areas discussed above, or others, for a period of 18 months or 2 years. Just 2 years out of your life, Mark. Isn't that worth it? Don't you care about your country?
What are you talking about, care about my country?
Don't you love America?
I do love America. It's the United States government that makes me sick now and then, though.
Don't and you want to come work for the government?
Politicians like, it's politicians like this that would seek to enslave the American people that make me ill.
Oh, enslave. What are you talking about?
Enslave. It's very clear. If I don't go work for you in whatever capacity it is, maybe I get to choose my slavery.
Yeah.
But if I don't go work for you, what happens to me?
Well, the guy doesn't really outline what he wants to happen.
No, he's not going to even discuss that.
He can take a guess.
Yes. The thing is you're going to get a sentence to prison where really bad things are going to happen to you. Like you'll get stuck with a shiv or sodomized or something really bad is going to happen to you. So why don't you just do what we say? Or else. We'll put the inmates on you and they'll stick you with a knife. Well, that'd be great.
But he says, Mark, that such a program would direct human energy in ways never before seen.
Oh, yeah.
With incredible
benefits
for society.
It will cause a slowdown in the American economy like we have never seen. Absolutely.
Yeah. It will destroy the economy.
You will teach these 18 to 20-year-old Americans exactly what it takes to be a bureaucrat, and some of them will think it's a good idea, so they'll go into this line of work, which essentially produces nothing.
Well,
that's not entirely fair, but it produces less.
They'll probably, if they do go in and create this national service program, there are people that are advocating this.
Of course there are.
In government right
now. What a great idea.
And can you imagine you're 18 years old, completely, I mean, you just got out of government high school, so you're a numbskull for the most part. You're 18 years old, brought into some government mandate, government make work program. And you pick whatever area of government that you want to go work, and you find out that being a bureaucrat means you pretty much get to sit around the office all day. You'll collect a paycheck. It's not going to be like you aren't going to get paid. You're just being forced to work for the government, and so they'll pay you. And you'll find out that being a bureaucrat, you get to sit around, you get to be lazy, watch some TV, eat some
donuts. Ever gets fired around here.
And they'll probably be selling you on the perks of continuing with a career in bureaucracy after your 2-year mandatory service.
Why don't we all just go work for the government? I mean, if it's such a really great deal, why doesn't the entire American economy just stop and we all go work for the government? Maybe we can make all the businesses run by the government. Because
wouldn't that be like communist Russia?
I think it'd be just like communist Russia. And that crap failed.
Oh, but we can
These
do it right,
These politicians need to get the hell out of our lives.
Oh, but Americans are smarter than those Russian folk. We can do it right.
Right.
Here in America.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have American-style communism, and it'll work. No. It's the free market that makes America has made America great, and we're still coasting on this free market that the government chips away at every single day.
This low-life commie scum has more to say about his national service program. If you're somebody that supports the idea, if you're somebody that thinks that every 18-year-old boy and girl in America should work for government bureaucracy, should serve in the military, should serve in the Peace Corps, serve in NASA, whatever you want to call it, whatever bureaucracy you want to choose. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. He'll be glad you did.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are available. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both completely free. freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget to get yourself registered for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. So register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. For more information and to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about a really sick, twisted concept, and it's one that unfortunately has a significant amount of support on both Republican and Democratic sides of the aisle, so to speak.
This is a bipartisan issue.
Right. These people are talking about creating a program that will mandate that all 18-year-olds, whether they're male or female, all 18-year-olds in the United States have to work for the government for 2 years, 18 months to 2 years. And I want to know if you're one of the people that supports it. 800-259-9231. We'll talk more about the concept here in moments. I want to go to the phones right away and go to Bill in Virginia on the amplifier line. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I would have to say that I am absolutely against such an idea, and I would probably need to point out that pretty much a lot of us already kind of work for the government and have no choice about it.
If you pay taxes, sure.
Well, I mean, that's a big one. You know, when you pay 30% of, you know, or more of your paycheck to the federal government, you are literally working for the government because their needs always come first and your needs always come last.
It's true.
So, yeah, I mean, it may only be one-third or, you know, 40% slavery, but it's slavery nonetheless.
You know, what I always thought was interesting for the religious folks out there is that, you know, in olden times, the tithing, God only asked for 10%. How come the government asks for 25%?
That's voluntary.
Yeah. Well, it's voluntary. You know, I mean, you get to choose whether you do it or not, but, I mean, God only asked for 10. The government demands 25%.
He didn't force.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, you know, in addition to money, you know, anytime you work for any kind of business that has, you know, licenses or reporting requirements or that requires you to keep records on your fellow citizens, have them show ID, get permission in the form of, like, prescriptions or permits to do things.
Right.
You know, you're enforcing those rules. You've become a de facto agent of the government.
Yep, if you're collecting sales tax.
They've already got their claws into all kinds of stuff.
Sure, not only are you enforcing their rules, but you're also spending your precious time doing those things as well, which, you know, your time should be valuable, and you aren't being compensated for it.
I mean, talk about working to create nothing. You don't have to, you know, actually work for the government to do that. They'll waste your time anyway.
But this national service is like the next step towards total slavery. I mean, we're talking about, you're pointing out the taxes are 40% here, 50% taxes. I mean, yes, that's definitely slavery to an extent. But now we're talking about actually mandating that all kids in America, 18-year-olds, actually go to work for the government. That's even worse.
Sure. I mean, it's like the Hitler Youth. You know, they should be proud to support King George Bush II.
Yep.
Don't you think they should feel pride in our great nation, the homeland?
I don't think it really matters which president it is. I mean, you know, both sides would be just happy as they could possibly be to see this happen.
Well, the conservatives...
Because once their president gets elected, they have no choice but to serve the other president.
Yep, and besides, a lot of so-called conservatives love the idea of mandatory service in the military. And similarly, the so-called liberals love the idea of mandatory service in, like, the Peace Corps and crap like that. So it really floats a lot of big government people's boats. And to that extent, we're going to continue discussing it. And I know you're not for it. I really want to hear from someone who thinks it's a great idea at 800-259-9231. What else did you have on your mind tonight, Bill?
I also wanted to kind of, you know, find out if there were any updates on the Ed Brown thing. I've been kind of following it here and there. I've got, you know, a few details on what's going on. I didn't really know what, you know, the present status of Ed was.
I went and looked at the Ed Brown blog today and just saw, it seems like he continues to get media coverage, which is good, because that just means that more people are going to come across the story and more people are going to come up to New Hampshire and actually go and visit Ed. And so it seems like things are still sort of continuing on the same path. He's getting consistent new media coverage. He's getting new people coming up and visiting him, and he still hasn't been attacked by the feds, so we're still sitting and waiting.
Apparently a lot of people were supposed to get together sometime today around 4 o'clock in order to get together for some sort of meeting.
I heard about that.
Really know, I don't really know what that was all about. I got kind of like a voicemail thing over email.
Yeah, I got that too. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the results were, but if it's certain, if it's worthy of reporting, we're certainly going to bring it to you, Bill.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, if somebody was there, they'll call into the show and give us an update and let us know what's going on.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from
you. Thank you.
800-259-9231, packet8.net, toll-free line. So back to the communist from sfgate.com talking about national service and how wonderful it is to have our children serve the U.S. government. Oh, of course, that means they're serving all of you, but it, actually what it really means is it's slavery. We're going to be forcing kids into working for government bureaucracies, because if they don't want to go and work for the government bureaucracy, they're going to go spend some time in the pokey. In the United States, says Larry Gersten, dozens of public policy areas remain open source simply because there aren't enough resources to go around. Some people point to our overstretched military and the need to add as many as 50,000 to 100,000 more members. Others emphasize myriad opportunities in schools, hospitals, retirement homes, religious institutions, parks.
You know, we're going to have a large, large military if we want to take over the world.
And other public facilities that lack enough people to provide quality services for all in need. Still, there are vocations with critical shortages, such as paramedics, nurses, and police aides, where young people could train with the idea that the knowledge they acquire while performing the service would lead to jobs at the end.
As though there aren't private entity nurses, EMTs, ambulance drivers. There isn't, like there aren't volunteer firefighters out there. I mean, 92%, I have to look at this number to make sure it's accurate, but 92%, it's a little old number, are the amount of stations in America that are all volunteer fire stations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Do we really need the government, getting involved in this stuff?
Well, you know, if it's true what he's claiming, and that is that there's a shortage in certain government areas, then that would mean that people don't want to work for the government. Because in the marketplace, if there's a shortage and you need to fill some positions on your staff, you just increase the benefits, you increase the pay, and you advertise the positions, and I guarantee you'll have a influx of people who would like to take those jobs,
mm-hmm.
who would like to move up from the burger flipper position they're currently at and move into something more important like saving lives, that sort of thing. If we just allow the market to handle it, all of these positions would be filled and people would be happy. But oh no, we've got to have some sort of centralized bureaucracy, some centralized control scheme for every person in America. And of course, this is just going to lead down the line to some sort of placement test for all children to say, oh, okay, well, you're 18, now you get to take this little government placement test.
18, why not do it at 12?
Which
we'll decide how good they are, like the Brave New World.
Exactly.
We'll
like
decide
that.
What the government picks them up at 5 years old, puts them in government school, then they have them until 20. Apparently, they're going to make little mindless automatons out of all of us.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. Want to hear from you if you support the idea of compulsory national service. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, real estate investment. Schools don't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066.
We're talking about national service, this atrocious idea that is essentially going to force all 18-year-olds in the United States into essentially working for the federal government. We'll get to, I want to hear from somebody who supports this concept. We'll flesh it out a little bit more here in moments. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I think you're being a little naive when you talk about that those are the only ones they're going to target. They're going to target all these kids that are getting out here with these college loans, $80,000, $90,000, and can't find any work. They're going to offer them forgiveness of those loans if they'll come to public through some kind of government service. And the result of it will be just like the National Guard. When they get the wars pumping, they're going to send them all overseas and bring in slaves to handle the actual work of this country. In the state of Indiana, there is a program called All Day Kindergarten, and it's going through legislatures all over the country. The aim is... Hello.
Goodness, sorry about that.
The aim of this program is not to educate these kids, but get them in as early as they can, just like communism, and not to help them or get them started on a pathway for any type of occupation or anything, but it's to have they have in these schools. public
I see where you're coming
right
from, Larry, and I think I definitely understand where you're coming
I'm
from
coming
on this.
Right, I'm coming right to the point.
But they're going to be doing this to everybody who's 18. I mean, they're not even going to have a chance to go to college.
If they can make it through kindergarten without being placed on dope. They have now kindergarten classes set up with 5-year-old kids with the people with masters in psychology right in the class to diagnose whatever mental problem they have and to force dope on them.
Yeah, they do love prescribing Ritalin. And if you don't take the Ritalin, then they won't allow the kids to go to government schools, which, of course, you shouldn't be putting your kids in government schools if you really care about your kids.
Larry, how come people can't see it?
They can't see it because what happens is these girls that are on welfare to work, when they get a little job or something and then their kids go to one of these schools, they say, well, what do you want, a check for $300 a month or a check for $600 a month? They say, I'll take the $600. Well, and they say, well, your kid has this psychotropic disease, so that mother's going to get that money, and she's going to get the about $4,000 in return from the government that she have not paid in also. So it's motivated by money and greed on one hand, but our government have been involved in slavery and stuff before.
That's, yeah, this certainly isn't the first time. You're right, Larry. Thanks for the call.
Time.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Terry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Not much. I'm a true libertarian, I think, but I'm actually kind of for some sort of service. If before you can suck on the government's teeth, you have to at least come and serve the government in some way, with the government being all of us. The idea of being able to get on welfare or anything like that without even...
Well, wait a minute. As a libertarian, you shouldn't be supporting national service. You should be supporting the abolishment of government welfare.
Let's get rid of the teeth.
No. Trust me, I do, but I'm kind of realistic about it.
Well, wait. What's unrealistic about getting rid of these government programs? Are you really defeated, Terry?
Terry, that's not even fair. I mean, welfare is a smaller program than it was in the 80s. We have beaten it back. I mean, now you're going to give up?
As far as I'm concerned, get rid of Social Security, get rid of Medicare, get rid of all that. And there should be no such thing as government insurance. However, my feeling on the matter is that until that's the case, I want somebody to have to earn their way onto those programs.
I see where you're coming from, but it only bolsters the program.
I don't want it to be mandatory. I don't want it to be mandatory at any particular age. But before you can suck on that seat, you better burn it.
I think the problem that you're going to face here, Terry, is that you're going to be advocating all these changes. You're going to spend your time advocating changes for the government welfare system, whereas you could spend your time and effort advocating the complete abolishment of it. It's really just
actually,
a misdirected effort.
Actually, I work for the free tax. I don't work for this kind of thing. But you
the
said
fair
you
tax?
Somebody who... Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another example. I was actually going to jump to that since you brought it up. Perfect opportunity. The people working for the fair tax, I think, are really just spinning their wheels because they're not doing anything to make the government smaller. All they're doing is rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
It's the first step. I believe it's the first step to be able to...
But there's been millions of dollars spent to promote this fair tax idea. There have been, you know, books promoted. There have been radio shows. This idea has been pimped out all over the place.
That the government loses its ability to reward behavior when there's a flat tax. Or not flat tax, but what I'm calling the fair tax. Because at that point they can say, oh, you get the write-off for this particular behavior because we like that behavior.
We've actually had the fair tax...
That's not true, though, because the government's because the fair tax is going to give a welfare
prebate,
check, a prebate to every American who has children.
It's the same, but it's the
so,
same.
I mean, so the government's rewarding the behavior of having children.
No, it's every American household.
Every household gets the check. That's not the point. So, I mean, it's not a behavior issue. It's basically when you spend money, as far as I'm concerned, we need to shrink the government as much as possible. However, until that time, let's at least make it so it's not a...
How come we managed to make it since 1913? How did we make it before 1913 without the income tax? I mean, here you are just giving up the ghost. Look, man, we went without the income tax a heck of a lot longer than we went with it.
I agree with you. I mean, you're preaching the choir, so that's concerned. But
I don't know if you're completely the choir. I know you agree with us on a lot of things, but you started your call, Terry, by talking out against welfare, and now you're supporting the fair tax, which is the biggest welfare program that America will ever see. Every American household will be getting a check from the government. How can you support that?
I can support it because we can throttle it easily by household. A lot easier than we can in the current system. The current system is...
What do you mean by throttle it? What do you mean by that?
Just turn that stipend and check down. Or, unfortunately,
you think Americans are going to turn down a check?
Hold on. How come we can't turn down the income tax now? How come we can't tell the government, just ratchet those income brackets back? Man, once you've got a government program, that baby goes on forever. You remember the tax for the Spanish-American War sitting on your cell phone bill? I mean, the government doesn't get rid of programs.
I agree with you guys. But
yeah, then agree with us. Stop advocating new government programs.
So what I'm saying, ask for everything or nothing is what you want.
No. Take steps in that direction. But don't take steps to the side.
Right. You're not actually taking a smaller government step, Terry.
Oh, it is so the way to do a government. Because right now there's no way. You have to go through and kill every individual program and their special interest groups, and they get hidden in other bills and whatnot. This is a complete overhaul. It's a chance to do it at least in a way. I mean, I do still think that we need to have some sort of tax, obviously. I mean, there are national defense issues and roads and whatever, and we can all debate that issue, what becomes a government program and what doesn't. But as far as how we collect that money, I really do think it needs to be based on something other than, well, we want you to spend less gas, so we're going to tax your SUV. We want you to use less electricity, so we'll give you a tax break for some behavior. Because it turns out to turn to macromanage every single itty-bitty tiny part of your life, which obviously, I'm kind of a conservative libertarian. I consider myself a social Darwinist, I guess, more than anything, but I just don't think we can make those changes. There's tens of thousands of rules. Let's just wipe them all out.
But for some reason, you think that the lobbyists that are in control of Washington D.C. are going to allow these changes, this fare tax change?
They've bastardized everything else they've gotten a hold of. Why are you going to get off okay?
I'm hoping that there's other issues involved here that we
sounds really Pollyanna-ish. Let's create a new government program, and this time it'll be a good one.
A new bureaucracy, get more power to the Social Security Administration to hand out checks to every American household. As a small government conservative, you really need to rethink the fare tax. And I would like to point you to, I think it's Mises.org. There's an excellent rebuttal to virtually all of the points on the fare tax.
It's Mises.org.
And that doesn't mean I'm for the income tax. I'm not. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some stuff like Free Talk Live branded merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got the Free Marketeer flag. We also have classic archive DVD collector sets. It's all there, and it's high-quality stuff. No crap. That's store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we've been talking about the we've talked about the fare tax in the past, and I don't want to rehash a bunch of it right now, but I know there's probably a lot of people listening tonight that just heard us get off the phones with Terry a moment ago
mm-hmm.
and are thinking, "Oh, those guys just don't know enough about the fare tax. They just don't realize how good of a thing it is for America." Let me tell you.
Yeah, we've had the fare tax on the show.
Yeah, we had them on for an hour and a half on the show.
The longest interview we've ever done.
One of the longest interviews.
And we know about the fare tax.
We know about it, and I just feel like it is totally rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's a total waste of effort, and it's also a total fantasy on the part of the fare tax advocates to believe that when they pass the fare tax, which is just going to be a law, they're just going to pass a bill that will implement the fare tax. They will also have to, at the same time, if they want to get what they want, and I don't believe they will, they'll also have to repeal the 16th Amendment. It's a little more difficult to repeal an amendment of the Constitution than to pass a law.
You don't really repeal one. You essentially pass a new amendment. And that's three-quarters of the states and two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate.
Right. So, again, maybe they could get the fare tax to pass, but it's pretty unlikely that they're going to be able to repeal the 16th Amendment. So then what you're going to have is a situation where the United States of America has a fair tax, so-called, of course, how anyone could call 25% sales tax fair, or any tax fair, I don't understand that either. But you're going to have a national sales tax, tremendously large national sales tax, and at the same time, the politicians will come to you and they'll say, you know, Americans, we tried to get rid of the 16th Amendment, but we just don't have enough people to do it. You know, here's what we'll do. We'll make it so the 16th Amendment, so the income tax, it's still going to be out there, but it's only going to apply to the richest 4% of Americans. And that's not you, so who cares, right? It's just, let's tax those rich people. No one likes them anyway.
That's how it's done. They turn the majority against the minority. It's easy. It's really easy. When you say we're only going to tax the top 5% of the wage earners, and those people probably got their money by exploiting their workers and all that stuff anyway. And they can afford it. It's no, what is it for them? One less Learjet?
Drop in the bucket.
It's a, one less yacht. Their yachts are going to be 70 feet instead of 80 feet
They'll
long.
Use all those points on the American people, and the American people will just nod and say, yeah. Yeah, tax those rich people, just like they did back in the beginning of the 20th century.
That's exactly. The income
tax happened.
The income tax didn't start out on poor people. The income tax had a bracket.
What changed?
Well, the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, people's wages inflated into the tax bracket. People making $14,000 a year, that was really rich back at the turn of the century.
The
now,
people making 14,000,
it's the poverty level.
Exactly. So that's what they did, and they're going to do it all over again. To trust the politicians on this? Fantasy. And the whole idea that so-called conservatives could support a national welfare program like this is beyond the pale. I do not understand it. You're supposed to be a small government person, and you're supporting an idea that will put every American household on the dole? And then you think that you can put every American household on the dole from the government? And then you think you're going to be able to turn it around after that?
If communist Russia, bring out the sickles and the stars, baby. If everybody's on the dole from the government, we're communists.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Not too much. Wanted to talk about national service, and actually I wanted to address a couple points that the previous caller made.
Certainly.
I've worked in government. I've worked as a coach. I've worked as a consultant. I've worked directly as a government union employee. And the concept of, quote-unquote, earning your way into the government system is an impossibility because the government does not create wealth. So how can you earn the benefits that the government steals from other people to pay you in order to get a right to get to that? It's absolutely impossible.
Great point.
Don't create wealth. As far as national service, I think that on one hand, I could definitely maybe make the Jonathan Swift kind of claim that government service is a good thing for everybody, because it wasn't really until I started working in government that I got to see just how corrupt, how inefficient, how crappy the system is. I mean, I knew that government was bad, but I really didn't have my eyes really opened until I was actually inside the system and I got to see the incompetence firsthand.
Yeah, but that doesn't work on most people. You know as well as I do that most people that go into government work, they find out, wow, this is a pretty good paycheck. I mean, it's an above-average paycheck because it's not created by the marketplace.
Right.
It's above-average paycheck for doing below-average work, and people aren't prodded to really do anything, accomplish anything.
Plus, you're talking about 18-year-old American kids who would love to have an easy job where virtually nothing gets done and they can get paid for it.
If the government was motivated to do their job right, we would have won the war in Iraq and we'd be home by now.
Right, absolutely. Well, I mean, like I said, it's kind of a nonsensical proposal, and it's pretty much in line with the same people that say, well, the military was great for me, so everyone needs to serve the military.
Yep, it's that same exact reasoning. And as Mark had pointed out earlier this week, people who've been in prison have said that, oh, well, it was a life-changing experience.
Prison turned me around. I recommend everybody goes to prison.
Right. So if we're going to propose national service, why don't we take it one step further? Why don't we have every single business in America required by law to hire at least one government worker to work in their business?
How would that work?
Well, it's very easy. I mean, you can have employment requirements. You can make every worker in America have to have a government union card, where after 18 they have to do some kind of service requirement or education requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes back to the breeder card. It's indoctrination.
But wait, how would it work? I mean, if a private business owner had to have a government employee, would the private business owner not be able to actually tell the government employee what to do? I mean, how would the interaction between those two work?
Well, what you could do is you can still have that government employee still be under the supervision of the business. However, the business would have to pay the government the wage to the government, and then the government redistributes that money back to that individual. So that individual gets their paycheck from the government, not from the business.
But would the business owner be able to fire the government employee?
The business owner would probably have to fill out a myriad of paperwork explaining specifically why that government worker is going to be fired.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like a nightmare. Brandon, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from
you. Sure, no problem.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number, is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about a really bad idea. It's called national service. And it's been on the table since, I think it was Charles Rangel. He keeps bringing it out every year, year after year, with the explanation that, well, this will help make the distribution of class system in the military more equitable, you know, because everybody will be forced to go into the military. But he's actually proposing something more wide-cutting than that. He wants every, and it's not just him, it's a bunch of people in government, they want every 18-year-old, male or female, in the United States to spend at least 18 months, if not 2 years, working for the government. And there's more on this, but we got to go to the phones. It's George in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Hey, gentlemen. You guys have got to address the Federal Reserve.
Oh, we've addressed it many a time.
All right, well, you know, have you seen Alan Russo's latest film?
It's Aaron Russo, and okay. It's America, Freedom to Fascism.
We were at the preview, yes.
Yes, oh, good. But here's the thing. All of this creation of wealth, taxation, et cetera, accountability, and all, when you have an institution, as the Federal Reserve is, that can create wealth out of nothing, that permits...
It doesn't create wealth out of nothing. It creates money out of nothing.
It creates money out of nothing, which allows you to buy wealth, which is wealth is resources. And when you have this that has gone on for as long as we have, and the Pentagon, who loses trillions of dollars a year.
Yeah, they blow it up. Boom.
Yeah, but with no accountability.
No.
And this stuff
that's,
about...
People ask them to do it.
And about... Yep. Balanced budgets and the deficits, farce and a fable.
George, I'm glad you brought it up, and we will definitely address it, and thank you for the call. The Federal Reserve is a really despicable organization. Most people don't understand what it does.
No, they figure inflation makes good sense. Didn't have inflation when we were on the gold standard.
It is a printing press for the U.S. government. If the government can't tax you enough, they just print out what they need, spend it with the military-industrial complex. The guys that get the money at the top, they benefit. Everybody else hurts because the money supply inflates, prices go up, things get worse. Hour number two's on the way. More about national service coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.